Most people across the globe want their governments to act on climate change. In some countries, as much as 89% of the population is in that camp. That's according to a scientific journal called Nature Climate Change. With the annual Global Climate Change Conference about to kick off in Brazil, WUWM is exploring attitudes about climate action in Wisconsin. We're talking to people whose jobs or hobbies put them up close and personal with the outdoors. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz sought out anglers and hunters to learn their points of view. Here's her story.
Hobbies that take people outdoors can be relaxing, a way to be with friends, maybe offer an escape from consuming concerns of the world. But Tom Cook, a lifelong fisherman, says climate change is never far from his mind. We met as he came off the Milwaukee River after a morning of angling. Cook says he's watched climate change impacts play out up and down the river he loves to fish.
I would say probably about 10 years ago, it was you could almost set your clock about how everything was happening, and now the seasons go up and down because of different rainfall, different temperatures. It used to be very, very predictable.
Even though cleanups and dam removals have resulted in a cleaner and more fish-rich river, Cook says
just the conditions overall have changed.
Take this season. Cook says water has been low and temperatures high. I asked Cook about a study published in a scientific journal called Nature Climate Change. It found most people around the world want their governments to act on climate change. In some countries, as much as 89%. Cook says he definitely falls into the 89% camp. Cook thinks everybody needs to play a role to point us in the right direction.
Staying educated and trying to make the right personal choices on the individual side, it needs to be everybody, but it needs to be top down.
As I meandered local waterways on the watch for anglers willing to share their climate attitudes, I found Amani Atavali just south of downtown Milwaukee. He was squeezing in some fishing during his lunch break. Atavali had just finished casting his line into the Menominee River near the Harley-Davidson Museum. The 25-year-old got into angling just a few years ago. Fishing brings him joy.
Just being out, being able to keep to your thoughts, you know. Sometimes there's people that'll walk by and talk to them a little bit. It's cool.
Atavali says climate change doesn't consume his thoughts on or off the river.
It's not something that I tend to think about.
Last year I knocked off.
Upstream near American Family Stadium, Drew Callie was busy pulling on his waders.
Yeah, I like going here a lot. Every fall, the salmon come in. They're always stacked up here, so always try and go here at least a few times a year.
The college freshman fell in love with fishing with his dad at age 7. I asked Kelly if he's noticed impacts of climate change over the years on the waters he loves.
I personally haven't really seen anything. I guess something could be happening, but I don't really look for that, I guess, per se.
Kelly's fishing buddy and friend since high school, Ryan Lee, says he does take notice. Lee says last year was a historically bad salmon run. River levels were low, making it tough for salmon to swim upstream to spawn.
I think it's definitely like tied to like the climate.
Lee thinks the government and everybody should act on climate change.
If you like fishing and hunting, it's like all tied in to like the climate. So I think if you're a fisherman or a hunter, you should really like care about that because it affects you pretty like deeply.
Mark Hackage likes waterfowl hunting. Okay, he loves it.
I have a picture. I was probably 4 years old. It was in the backyard, and it was my dad, my grandfather, and they're kneeling down with a pair of Canada geese. That's my earliest recollection that I have of being introduced to hunting.
I chatted with Kackage, who grew up in Bayview. On the Horicon Marsh last weekend, he was inside the duck shack his dad bought 30 years ago.
When you could just pull up, walk in, put your waders on, hop in the boat, and go. Man.
We talked about the percentage of people who think governments should act on climate change. This reporter's takeaway, if there were a 100% club, Kackage, who works for a cable company, would be its president.
I feel I've had great friends that help teach a cable guy about biology, about what makes everything work, not just what makes a duck fly.
Like a couple of the outdoors people we talked to, Kackage believes addressing climate change should be everyone's passion, starting with the federal government. And don't bother trying to change Kackage's mind. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.